Mike's sister, brother and parents lived in the United States. They lived in Chicago. The sister's name was Sophia. She was 20 years old. She had learned Chinese since she was 11 years old. When Sophia was 15 years old, she wanted to take part in the program SFS. SFS gives the possibility for some high school students from North America and Eurasia to spend a year in China, living with a host family and studying in a Chinese school. The program is free. Airplane tickets, living with a family, food, studying at Chinese school are paid by SFS. But by the time when she got the information about the competition date from the internet site, the competition day had passed. Then she learned about the program Au Pair. This program gives its participants the possibility to spend a year or two in another country of Europe living with a host family, looking after children and learning at a language course. Since Mike was studying in Shanghai, Sophia wrote him an email. She asked him to find a host family for her in China. Mike looked through some newspapers and internet sites with adverts. He found some host families from China on http://www.aupairworld.net/ and on http://www.placementaupair.com/. Then Mike visited an au pair agency in Shanghai. He was consulted by a woman. Her name was Huawei Huang. My sister is from United States. She would like to be an au pair with a Chinese family. Can you help on this matter? Mike asked Huawei. I will be glad to help you. We place au pairs with families all over China. An au pair is a person who joins a host family to help around the house and look after children. The host family gives the au pair food, a room and pocket money. Pocket money may be from 2,000 to 6,000 yuans. The host family must pay for a language course for the au pair as well, Huawei said. Are there good and bad families? Mike asked. There are two problems about choosing a family. First, some families think that an au pair is a servant who must do everything in the house, including cooking for all family members, cleaning, washing, working in the garden, etc. But an au pair is not a servant. An au pair is like an elder daughter or son of the family who helps parents with younger children. To protect their rights, au pairs must work out an agreement with the host family. Do not believe it when some au pair agencies or host families say that they use a standard agreement. There is no standard agreement. The au pair can change any part of the agreement if it is unfair. Everything that an au pair and host family will do must be written in an agreement. The second problem is this: some families live in small villages where there are no language courses and few places where an au pair can go in free time. In this situation, it is necessary to include in the agreement that the host family must pay for two-way tickets to the nearest big town when the au pair goes there. It may be once or twice a week. I see. My sister would like a family from Shanghai. Can you find a good family in this city? Mike asked. Well, there are about 20 families from Shanghai now, He Wei answered. She telephoned some of them. The host families were glad to have an au pair from the United States. Most of the families wanted to get a letter with a photograph from Sophia. Some of them also wanted to telephone her to be sure that she can speak Chinese a little. So Mike gave them her telephone number. Some host families called Sophia. Then she sent them letters. At last she chose a suitable family and with the help of He Wei worked out an agreement with them. The family paid for the ticket from the United States to China. At last Sophia started for China full of hopes and dreams.